DufferBet, proud sponsors of the Welsh Premier League. Welcome to DufferBet, WPL Radio.
Snap elections, North Korea waving missiles around, maybe the end of the world as we know it, but we've still got a weekend of DufferBet Welsh Premier League football to enjoy before the world ends. And look, the world hasn't ended. It can't because of what Barry Town achieved. Jonah's with me now. He avoided all of the drinking after the celebration party by Barry Town United yesterday. Jonah, you were there. Hashtag scenes, as the old kids would say.
Yeah, brilliant, mate, to see the Barry Town back in the Welsh Premier League. It's been a long time coming. It's been a long, hard road, and you know, I'll just join the rest of the people to say well, to how well Gavin Chesterfield has done in rebuilding the club of Barry Town, alongside with his coaching staff. You know, Mike Coslett, Damien Flynn, and Damon Searle. They've stuck together over the last four or five seasons. And one of the stats last night, what the secretary David Cole said to me was, in their first game back in Division 3, I think it was 4 or 5 years ago, you'll have to work the maths out, 12 of their players started in that first game in Division 3 and were involved last night. That's unbelievable.
Over 600 there to watch that game, and they get decent attendances as it is. I mean, you know, there's so many things to talk about on Barry's return, but one of them has to be the loyalty of the fans, the crowd that they attract, and maybe that because you'll have Cardiff, Met and Carmarthen and Newtown and Aberystwyth not so far away, you actually now have a Welsh Premier League that has a sporting chance of getting more bodies through the door.
Oh, it is a massive plus, mate. Absolute massive plus it is, because there could have been one stage of season that if Barry didn't come up and Aberystwyth may have been relegated, it could have caused a big problem. You know, the geography of the league may have all been north, but I think it's back to a bit of equal, you know, distances between teams again now, and I'm sure it'll be appreciated by the supporters.
And they definitely earn their crust being at the top of the league. I mean, you know, what was it, 10-0 against Risca the other day, and it was 3-0 against Goitro, no mugs on the game the other day as well.
I think it was 11-0, in fact, on Saturday, and 3-0 last night. And they, you know, Goitro United, they're a decent side who'd previously beaten Barry Town 2 weeks earlier, so they got their own back there. But I think they let in 18 goals, Mark, in the season, so they're back four. Has been absolutely brilliant. Yeah, 4.62 against 18 goals against in 28 games is, as it says, it's almost title winning, you know, goal difference. I'm sure they'll go on. They have two games left now. They have Cambrian and Cliddock away and Tom Penter at home. And I'm sure they'll want to go on and lift the title. But to see everybody at their club house last night, a lot of their older fans who I've known from previous years, going down there with the likes of Paul Talbot and Carmarthen and likes to play against them. They're a big club. They're one of the biggest clubs in this league. And the Welsh Premier League definitely needs Barry Town. And all I can do is congratulate them, Mag. I think they've done a brilliant job. And, you know, coming up a league or two, but this is the, you know, Barry have done what Chesterfield done what Toshack done with Swansea almost, hasn't he? He's brought them up right the way, you know, right the way through. And it'll go down in their history, and he'll go down as doing a marvellous job. And I'm pleased for him.
And you met our only fan at Jenner Park.
Yeah, brilliant, mate. Archie from Manchester. He's an avid podcast listener. He said it's brilliant every Wednesday dinner time. If Weber puts it on quick enough, he said he listens to it. And he said it lightens his dinner hour up, he said.
Well, there we go. It's important to put a smile on the face of the people of Manchester, because let's face it, that city is awful. It's a horrible place, and they need some joy in that city, don't they?
Oh, well done. You've just lost our last
yeah, there goes our listener. Bye-bye.
Cheers, mate.
No, Archie, I'm glad you enjoy it, and all the best. And yes, well, you must be a strong man living in Manchester. That's all I'm going to say. Anyway, look, there will be lots more Barry talk during the course of the podcast of the future. I don't want to talk too much about that because we still have a weekend of Welsh Premier League for this season to get around as well. Not so much of a Super Saturday as we thought it might be, but there's still some cracking and interesting games. And really, Jonah, the battle is in the top six now, isn't it? We've got to look at the battle for the Iron Brew, and we've got to look at where Carmarthen and Cardiff Met are going to square up and how they're going to work each other out. So the games that we're seeing this weekend really decide some important stuff, don't they?
Well, the game for second, as you said, a lot of people most probably, it's been put to the back of their mind, the Iron Brew, but I know how much the Bala game was enjoyed by the Bala faithful when they played Alloa Athletic, and I know how much they enjoyed, the TNS players enjoyed the Iron Brew Cup. So both teams have qualified for Europe already, Gapconnell's Quay and Bala, and this becomes a little mini cup final on Saturday to qualify for the Iron Brew Cup. So it's a lot at stake here. It was a good tournament. Don't forget, Glasgow Rangers won it 2 years ago. I don't know, you'll have to enlighten Mark, who's won it this year.
Dundee United, mate. Greatest football team in the world, I think you'll find. Okay. Based in Dundee, yeah?
Dundee United, but the New Saints nearly got there. They played in a great game. Couple of games televised live as well. So it's a great tournament to be involved in.
I went to the, before I interrupt you, Jonah, I went to the Dundee United club shop when I was up there on my holidays, and I have a Dundee United Iron Brew Cup winners mug from the club shop. I was thinking when I bought it, could have been a TNS one, couldn't it?
Yeah, well, it's very nice for a patriotic Welsh footballer like yourself to drink the tea out of Scottish Cup mugs. Do you know what I mean? So carry on, I'll stick with a TNS mug. But, big game. We all know Andy Morrison as the manager and Colin Caton as a manager will want to be involved in the Iron Brew Cup because, look, the way it's played this year, I think the Northern Irish teams were in and the Republic of Ireland teams are coming in next year again. So it's no doubt that it'll become a little Celtic Cup and it'll become more and more important every year. And both these clubs will want to play in it. So big game between these two Saturday.
I think it's an absolutely brilliant cup to be involved in, and obviously as a start, I wasn't very happy about any Welsh sides being in it, but in typical pundit fashion, I'm allowed to change my mind and say it's the best thing that's ever happened to Welsh football. And you're right, of course, obviously, about the Republic of Ireland teams coming in. Now, the teams, the games that get played this weekend to decide how this all shakes up are all 5:15 kickoffs, and with respect to the two teams that are chasing that Iron Brew spot, Bala at home to the New Saints and Cardiff Met at home to Gapconnell's Quay. The obvious answer there would be that Gapconnell's Quay have the easiest game. I'm probably wrong though, aren't I? Well, I'm going to be proven wrong because that always happens.
Cardiff Met have got a lot to play for as well, and I'm sure they'll be disappointed, Cardiff Met, that Gapconnell's Quay are playing for the Iron Brew Cup position because could have been a nice fixture for them. You know, Gapconnell's Quay, last game of the season, already qualified for Europe. But as I said earlier on, Morrison will want to play in that Iron Brew Cup next year. So it's a tough fixture for Cardiff Met. But I was at Carmarthen last week and they were very sharp in defeating Carmarthen 4-0 on the day at Richmond Park. They were a little bit under strength, should we say, Carmarthen. But the Met, they were sharp, really sharp, and looked to getting back to form. So they'll know that they're playing Carmarthen in a few weeks' time in a European encounter, and every one of them Cardiff Met players will want to play in that game. So, it's the time now to get sharp for big games. Carmarthen, Cardiff Met, Bangor City and Newtown, who are all going to be in the playoffs, whatever happens now, they'll all be playing for places and they'll all want to play in the semi-finals and maybe a final.
And I've heard a lot of chatter about this Bala TNS game that because it's the week before they play each other in the Welsh Cup final, it means less. But and of course, there I was last week saying, don't rule out TNS. They've still got a lot to play for. Bangor beat them. So Bala will take a lot of courage from that. But TNS will absolutely want to get their house in order for a Welsh Cup victory. They'll want the double, won't they?
Like I said, once again, it's players will be playing for cup final places. If they've been defeated 3-0 last week, which I'm sure Craig won't be too happy about, and they suffered another defeat this week, even though he's lost, he's won the league by a landslide, he won't want to be going into a Welsh Cup final on the back of two defeats. So Erewhon form, Erewhon, you know, apparently brought back to the way TNS play in this league every week, and Erewhon a win. So it's a big game. It's a big game for Ballard, because you said for the Iron Brew, and it's a big game for the new Saints. But just before we forget last week's encounter between Bangor and the new Saints, I think it hasn't been mentioned that it was given out as the, you know, one of the tips of the season last week. You're keeping it quiet again. Somebody mentioned Bangor City with a remarkable price of 12-1. But anyway, self-praise
is nothing. I knocked you down, didn't I? And at 12-1, I thought it was a bit silly, and I knocked you down, and I genuinely thought that was because TNS were going to make a fist of it because they were cut places to play. And, you know, look, you talk about the disappointment on Craig Harrison's face. You could actually see that in the post-match interview on TNS TV with the Rev. My advice to Craig is, when you're a bit unhappy about something, don't wear the beanie hat, because it really makes you look like an armed robber. Right? You absolutely look as glum as anything. And you're right to be glum. Your team's lost 3-0. But the beanie hat is not a look when you're 3-0 down. But, you know, he's not happy about that. And that's the first time I've looked at TNS and thought, hello, that wasn't supposed to happen. That's a bit of a wobble. Even with the Gap Connors Key TNS victory for Gap, I thought Gap are now really going through the gears, and I can see Gap being a really strong contender to TNS over the years. I don't think Bangor at that level yet. They'll get there, but the 3-0 against TNS is no mean feat. And whilst I praise you for your absolute tip of the week, let's move on to the fact that the Scorio game this weekend is Bangor against Carmarthen, and Carmarthen will not want to face a Bangor side that has just turned TNS over.
Oh, Bangor City are playing well. We've said this for about the last month. They're playing really well. Taylor Fletcher's come in. He's obviously taken to it straight away. I think they've had 2 wins out of 2 since he's been there. And he's even got on a goal scoring act last week with the third goal. They're playing really well. Henry Jones again with a goal. One of the candidates for the player of the season, or young player of the season. The Citizens are in fine form. They will go into the, you know, but not, no pressure on them, but I'm sure they'll start the playoffs as warm favourites to qualify for Europe. But the other three teams may have something to say about that. But Bangor and Carmarthen, always a good game, always a great game. Carmarthen, if they were to win, will guarantee home spot in the playoffs. Bangor, their team will be playing for places for the playoffs. So plenty to play for. And it should be a good game.
I know it's a good one to show, I suppose. No one's playing for a draw in that, are they? Especially with, obviously, Gary coming in now on the temporary manager reins. Will he fancy the job? Will he be able to get the job? I think he fancies it. From all the post-match interviews I've heard on the Bangor Audio Boom channel, he's a man who really fancies it. And he went on Twitter the other day saying, oh, this managerial lark is easy.
Thing is, Mac, right, managers have to start somewhere. And I know a lot of, not many managers have made the Premier League or anything like that from this league, but they will, eventually they will. You know, well, one ex-Bangor City manager did anyway, in Atkins. He was Bangor City manager. He went on to manage Southampton in the Premier League. So, you know, Taylor Fletcher, I'm sure that some of the Bangor City fans will be saying to him, you know, what a good club to start your managerial career on, and it might be, who knows, the circle might turn again about 20 years later and the same thing could happen. But this league is, you know, it's getting noticed, and the likes of Harrison and that, because he's at such a good club, TNS, is maybe the reason why he hasn't been picked up by any league club. He might be happy at TNS. We spoke about this before, but some of these managers eventually will make their way into the Football League, I'm sure of it.
So that's the 5:15 game at Bangor. Now, Bangor will also, well, you should never be delighted about a player being injured, but I suppose they would have been slightly delighted at the news that Jason Oswell looks like he's out for the playoffs. He's injured himself. Big blow to Newtown. Still odds on for the Golden Boot, and we won't see any more of him by the looks of it this season.
Yeah, he's just coming into, you know, he was scoring goals for fun at the end. He's just finding space. A couple of goals, I watched him on Scorio again, a hat-trick last week. You know, he's just finding space all the time, putting the ball in the back of the net. He's right at the peak of his game now, and that will be a big blow to the Robins, definitely. It's, you know, sometimes you can replace your full-backs, you can replace your centre-backs. Goalkeepers, I suppose, are the one you don't want to replace. But when you've got a goal scorer with 24 goals or 25 goals in a season and he pulls out of the European games, that's a big miss, that is.
What's their plan B?
They may play Bownford as the centre forward. He's played there a long times before. Mitch can play up top as well. I'm sure Hughes looked into it, and simple thing is, Matt, like you just said, he'll have to have a plan B. Somebody has to go up and take Oswell's place. And they're a good team. They're a good all-round team. But Tottenham without Harry Kane, they were going to fail, weren't they? They've succeeded. So same sort of scenario. Can the Robins succeed without their top goal scorer?
Well, we'll certainly find out 5:15 on Saturday when they play Aberystwyth Town. And me and you haven't spoken since that game between Aberystwyth and Rhyl. I'll tell you what we have to say. Chwarae teg to Sgorio. Well done to Sgorio for having a go at putting it on the old Facebook Live. Very entertaining. Good, positive feedback. And probably that's the way forward for things on the coverage front. But in terms of the game, well, Aberystwyth pulled it out when it mattered, didn't they? So talk about save the best till last.
Yeah, you have to give them credit. You have to give the players credit. They were under pressure 2 weeks ago when they were warming up against Llandudno. I was at the game. I was on the gantry looking at the game just before kick-off. Tony just came in, Tony Pennock and Wayne Jones, and I spoke to them at the beginning. They were just, you could feel a sense of edginess. And then all of a sudden, they produced a 2-0 up at Llandudno, and then they produced a 4-0 at home. So they've taken stick all season. They have Aberystwyth players. All season they've taken stick off, I'm sure, their fans, off of people, pundits and everything. The last 2 weeks, when it have counted, they've come good. So you have to say to the 14 or 15 or 16 people who's been involved, and the coaching staff at the end of the day, when the chips were down, you stood tall. And well done, Aberystwyth, in securing your Premier League status.
Now, one of the regular contributors we have on this podcast is Jonas Fohn. Now, I haven't heard of it for a while, but I just think he went into silent mode a few seconds ago there, did it?
Snapped back in again, didn't he?
No ringtone. And next season of the podcast, we're going to get you to pick a ringtone a week and just have a different ringtone every time somebody calls you. It's obviously, must have some deal with Pizza Express or something that, they ring you up now and say, your pizza's ready, mister.
Mac.
Yeah.
My boy is 29 and he's still tapping me for money on a Wednesday. I've got to get this phone turned off.
Well, he knows how to do it 1:22 as we record right now, so he obviously knows the right time to ring. Anyway, moving on. Now, we've talked about Aberystwyth. We obviously have to talk about the team that they beat at Rhyl. Again, like I said, don't want to do a total season analysis on everything because we're going to do that later on towards the end of the season in different podcasts. But look, it was their chance, wasn't it?
Yeah, they had a chance. They had a chance. They came close. They came close. I think the young kid, Niall, he's done okay. I'll tell you that. Look, beginning of the season, I think they were a lot of people's smart money to be involved in the relegation scrap. But he's taken it right to the wire. I think he's done a decent job. I hope he stays at the club. I think he was given a new contract. I hope him and his coaching staff stay at the club and bring Rhyl back up to be bigger and stronger than they have been this season. They'll come back up and they'll deal with it the next time. But sometimes relegation, I don't agree with when they say it's good to be relegated because you can rebuild this, because you can always rebuild in the Premier League and always get stronger. But I think they did, beginning of the season, I just quote this now, beginning of the season, odds to win the Welsh Premier League, they were 100-1 Rhyl, right? But they were 11-8 to be in the bottom two. So they were most probably the favourites to go down. And the young lad, he's done well. He took it right to the wire. He's made numerous signings, most probably signed more than anybody else. And then I suppose you have to go, I'm looking through the list now in front of us, you have to give a little bit of credit. And I'm just saying, we won't go on about all the teams now, but the favourites for the drop were 4-5 on Kevin Druids. And they finished the season really strongly. They've won their last game again by defeating Llandudno, so they finished above Llandudno and Aberystwyth. And I'm sure at the beginning of the season, Huey Griffiths, if you'd have said to him, you're going to finish in eighth spot, that would have been a remarkable season for the Druids. And they could be one of the clubs who gain momentum from this and go on to be, if they look after, I think the manager's key. I'm sure a few of the other clubs might be looking at the likes of, Chris Hughes and Huey Griffiths after the job they've done again this season. But I think they could get stronger again next year. Ruan, the centre-forward, has been brilliant up front of late. That was a shrewd signing, getting Ashley Ruan from Connors Key at Christmas. And it's paid big dividends, but you have to say well done to the Druids.
Yeah, you do, and they absolutely worked hard at it. They ground it out, they didn't worry, they had a plan and they went for it, and they've got themselves into a very strong position in their first season, and yeah, you absolutely, why wouldn't they kick on? On Saturday, they play the other team that's gone down, and, you know, just talking about the game between Kevin and Airbus before we talk about Airbus on its own, Jonah, will that be a win at home for Kevin?
I think so, Mac. I think so. Last game of the season, they've been playing with a bit of fun and excitement of late. The Druids in a battle. They've scored goals. You know, they've kept clean sheets. They eventually scored the goals they needed last Saturday, and I'm sure, 100% sure, Huey will want to finish the season with a win and push as high as he can. And unfortunately for Airbus, it all went a little bit wrong last weekend. The 7-0 thumping by Newtown really did, you know, sum their season up. I hope they come back. You know, the positions are all sorted now, so I'd like to see Airbus finish maybe with a point this weekend. I don't want to see the Druids smash them 5 or 6-0 and go down with two big hidings, you know, because they've been a good club in the Daffabet Welsh Premier League, Airbus UK, European adventures for 3 years. So I hope they go down with a little bit of dignity now this Saturday. And as we said last week on the podcast, to Andy Thomas and the rest of the squad, let's hope we come back stronger next season.
Well, as I've repeated several times, 50-1 at the start of the season to be relegated. Even the bookies took a bashing on that one. And then the game that we haven't really talked about, Drill against Llandudno, in terms of the actual game. And as I said, we'll talk about what we think about Llandudno at the end of the season. But free entry for that game. 5:15 on Saturday. So I hope that everybody around in Rhyl pops along and has a good time and deserves it because of the fans' loyalty to the club and also the fans' loyalty to the Welsh Premier League. And I hope they have a good day. It will be free and it's Rhyl against Llandudno. And do you think Rhyl are going to end up on a high here?
I'd like to see them, you know, go out with a win. I'd like to see them go out with a win because they've been quite an exciting team this season. Said they've taken it right to the wire. They've had exciting times, you know. But it's just, when you are relegated, you have to raise a troop Saturday and say to them, come on, play for the shirt. Let's give the supporters something to cheer about. There'll be a lot of kids in here today who've come here free with their mums and dads. And hopefully we can get the goals and excite them to bring them back next season. That's what it's all about. So they have to be, you know, let's hope they can be sharp on the day.
They've been very innovative off the pitch this season as well. Rhyl really tried their best to get a lot of people through the door. So all the best to them next season. A reminder, so what happens from here on in is we will be back next week with a Welsh Cup final preview, no less. After that, we'll be doing various podcasts on each team and how they've done all season. And don't forget, me and Jonah are up for an award in about 2 or 3 weeks' time at the Celtic Media Festival. So we'll be doing a podcast live from the Isle of Man. Jonah doesn't know this yet, but we are going to be doing one. And before we go, Jonah, I've just had a brilliant thought to earn the Welsh Premier League some absolute millions of pounds, right? So Barry Town are coming up, right? Prestatyn are coming up, right? It's beach football. Why don't we just play all of next season? Forget the 3G, beach football, get it sponsored by Walls Ice Cream.
Not the best of ideas, Mark. Still, you've come up with some brammers this season, but that's not the best. I think having been at Barrytown last night, their surface is absolutely fantastic. And I'm sure in time, Prestatyn's will become the same. They played some good stuff last night, Barry. And Barry and Prestatyn will be good additions to this league. Don't worry about that. I watched Prestatyn take Gap Connors Key all away in a Welsh Cup. And I tell you what you could do, Mac. You could find out for me, what is Barry Town's nickname? The Dragons or the Linnets?
Oh, it's the Linnets. It's the Linnets. This dragon stuff. Now, let me tell you where this dragon stuff come from. As you know, I've been covering Welsh football since 1872, right?
Yeah.
I remember going down for Midglamorgan Press Agency in 1992. You have to use a phone box to phone back the copy for Wales on Sunday, right? Kids, a phone box is something you find at the end of the street which has been damaged, right? Linnets is what they were called. This dragon stuff kicked in when the League of Wales came in, right? And it's like, that's the first element of a franchise. I'm not having this dragon stuff. The only reason they call them dragons is because I think that was the year that they started going to Europe and they thought it sounded like Welsh, you know? But no. Linnets. Linnets all the way. Always has been, always will be.
I think that's what the senior members of their supporters will always be like to see them known as the Linnets, but whatever it is, they've done a great job. So congratulations to Baz and to Prestatyn.
This desire to get Dragons as your nickname for Welsh football teams, I don't know whether the Welsh Tourist Board are involved in this. This is absolute rubbish. This has happened in Wrexham. What's Wrexham's nickname?
Obviously the Dragons.
No, it's not. It's the Robins. They were the Robins before that. They always will be the Robins. The Dragons was put on there some sort of franchise thing. There's some other club as well that's had that in football in Wales. It's, their name escapes me now, but I tell you, this rush to Dragons, I mean, yeah, okay, we're Wales, we've got a dragon on our flag, we know that, we don't need to tell the rest of Europe that. Stick to what you're known as. Wrexham are the Robins, Barry are the Linnets. End of.
Hey, take it easy, son, see you next week.
I'm going now for a Walls ice cream. Bye-bye.
Don't have too much.
Sign up for your Duffer Bet account and support the WPL.